Okay, let's get cracking today. We are finishing off the 11th parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Yud Aleph Mishnah Vav, and then we're going to start the 12th parak of Maseches Shabbos with parak Yud Beis Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the beginning of Perek Zayin of Maseches Shabbos that a person becomes obligated to bring a Karban Chatas, a sin offering, if he accidentally performs a Malacha on Shabbos. Our Mishnah here is going to qualify this Halacha and teach us a few exceptions to this rule. Says the Mishnah, Hazorek v'nizkar la'achar shiyatzisa miyado. If someone throws an item from one Rishos to another, let's say from Rishos HaYachid, to a Rishos HaRabim, a public domain, a private domain, to a public domain, or vice versa, and then he remembers that it is Shabbos after the item already left his hand, but before it actually lands, or like we discussed previously, when it comes to Hotzah or Zerika, either carrying or throwing something on Shabbos, there are two parts of the Halacha. Number one of the Malacha, number one is lifting it up, and number two is putting it down. So he remembered before the last part of the Malacha was complete, but after the first part of the Malacha was complete. Continues in the Mishnah, Klata Acher, Klata Kelev O Nisrafa, or he throws an item from one place to another, from one Rishos to another Rishos, and someone either intercepts it, or a dog grabs it in midair, or it gets burnt before it actually has a chance to land, says the Mishnah, Pater. In all of these cases, in all of these situations, he is exempt. He's not transgressed the prohibition of throwing on Shabbos. He doesn't have to bring a Karban Chatas. In the first case, he's exempt because only the beginning of his malacha was actually done in a state of shogeg, that he knew that it was a mistake once it already left his hand. So that the beginning part it was shogeg, but once it left his hand, he knew that it was shogeg, and that was before it was completed. And in the rest of the cases, he's exempt because he didn't actually finish the malacha. Someone else finished it for him. He didn't have a chance to finish it, and therefore he's pater. Again, it's usher still, but on a midaraisa level, he's exempt from bringing a karban chatas. Another situation now where only the beginning of one's act, but not the end, was done in a state of accidental behavior. Says the Mishnah, Zarak la'asos chabura. If someone forgot that it was Shabbos and he throws an item to hurt someone, to wound a person, giving a chabura is asar on Shabbos. Bein ba'adim mevein behema, whether upon a person or upon an animal, or whether he was trying to hurt a person or an animal. V'nizkar ad shelo nasa chabura. And he remembered that it was Shabbos before the wound was actually inflicted. So once he threw the item, he forgot that it was Shabbos. But then before it hit the person, all of a sudden, oh my God, Shabbos, I can't do this on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Pater. Here too, he is exempt because only the beginning of his act was done in an accidental state, but the end, it was on purpose already. He knew what Shabbos was, and therefore, because that the mindset shifted mid-act, he is Pater, he is exempt from bringing a Karban Chatas. We're going to now learn the rule as it pertains to this halacha, says the Mishnah Zeha Klal, this is the rule. Kol chayav echatos einan chayav in achitei tchilasan v'sofan shkaga. Anyone who's ever going to be obligated to bring in karban chatas, he's not obligated to do so unless both the beginning and the end of their act actually occur when they are in a state of shogig, when they are in an accidental state where they don't realize what they are doing. However, tchilasan shkaga v'sofan zadon, if the beginning of their behavior occurs when they are in an accidental state, but the end of their act occurs when they are in a state of understanding, and when they understand what's happening, that he remembers that it is Shabbos, or tchilas hanzadon v'sofan shgaga, or the beginning of their act occurs when they are in a state of intentionality, but then at the end of their act occurs when they are in a state of accidental behavior. In these cases, as the Mishnah Peturin, they are exempt from bringing a karban chatas. They have not done an avera on a midaraisa level, ach tehe tchilas and v'sofan shgaga, unless both the beginning and the end of their actions occur when they are in a state of shogeg. So that's the halacha in terms of that. Continuing now with Parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, as we begin to discuss another one of the malachos that were described in the second Mishnah of the seventh Parak of Maseches Shabbos, and those are the malachos of Bona, building, and the malacha of Makeh Bepatish, which literally means striking the final hammer blow, finishing off something in its process, is the malach of Makeh Bepatish, and we're going to discuss exactly how much one must do to be liable for these two malachos. Says the Mishnah, Habona, one who builds, Kama Yivne V'yechayiv, how much must he build? in order to be liable, in order to actually transgress a prohibition on Shabbos. Like we discussed previously when it came to Hotzah and carrying on Shabbos, you're not going to be liable for doing a melacha unless you actually achieve something significant, unless you accomplish something meaningful. It has to be something that's deliberate and meaningful in terms of what you are doing. So when it comes to bona, what is considered to be meaningful? So it says the Mishnah, HaBona Kol Shehu, one who bills any amount is liable, is going to be yechayiv for that melacha. And the same certainly applies as well to the malach of Makeh B'Patish. For example, V'hamisates, one who chisels a stone into its final shape. V'hamakeh B'Patish uv'matzad, and one who strikes a stone with either a hammer or a small axe to break it off from like the pit with all the different rocks, trying to break off the stone. Hakodeach, one who makes a hole to finish some sort of a construction project. Kol shehu, in any amount, chayv, he is liable. These are considered significant act, and therefore both in the case of Bona or Makeh B'Patish, any amount of building or any amount of completion would make a person liable for that malacha on Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah, Zakal, this is the rule, Kol ha'osa malachu malachtu miskayamis b'Shabbos, chayiv, that if anyone does a malacha on Shabbos and the product of his work will last, it's permanent, it's being done in a permanent way, meaning it's ready to be used without any real changes or major improvements, he is liable, he has transgressed the prohibition on Shabbos. Otherwise, it's not considered to be significant enough, and he only did something midirabanan, or not even that. But in order for you to be chayiv, in order for you to have transgressed the prohibition either of bona or Makeh B'Patish ani midaraisa on a Torah level, you have to do something that's permanent, and you have to do something that is meaningful as well. Right now we have another opinion, as the Mishnah concludes, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who sort of adds on a little bit of a kinach to the malach of Makeh B'Patish. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, af ha-makeh b'kurnos al hasadon b'shas malacha chayiv, that even if a person who strikes with a hammer on the anvil while he is working, even he is chayiv. What are we talking about? So when one makes something out of metal, so what he would do is he would typically put the metal on this anvil. The anvil is like this iron block, and he would beat it into the shape that he wants it to become. And after every few blows, he would bang his hammer directly on the anvil in order to flatten any edges that may have formed on the head of the hammer. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is of the opinion that even when he bangs the hammer on this block, not on the metal object itself, he is shaping and he's doing malach of Makeh B'Patish because he's repairing and fixing the hammer. As the Bartanur points out, we do not paskin that way, but that is nonetheless the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Quick review, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vav, to discuss the halacha regarding a person who throws some item from one domain to another domain, and then he remembers before he let it go that it is Shabbos. So, or in a case where someone else intercepts it before it lands, or it burns, or an animal grabs it, and so on and so forth. In all these cases, he is patur, he's exempt, because we said that in order for you to be chayiv on a deraisa level, number one, it has to be that the entire process was done in a state of accidental behavior, that you had to not realize that it was Shabbos throughout from the beginning to the end. And number two, you had to actually complete the malacha. The first case, he remembered after the first part of the malacha happened, but before the second part happened. And the second three cases, it was where someone else or something else completed the malacha for him. The same is true, says the Mishnah, in a case where a person intends to give someone a chabura, a wound on Shabbos there as well. He remembered that it was Shabbos after he already threw the item at the person, and therefore he's patur, he's exempt on a midaraisa level, because he remembered after the fact, he remembered that it was Shabbos after he threw it, but before it actually inflicted the wound on the person. The Mishnah then gave us this official rule that anytime that a person is going to be obligated to bring in carbon chatas, he's only liable if both the beginning and the end of their act occurred when there was a state of shogig, when he was in a state of accidental behavior. And then Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Aleph, discussed the measurements for both bona and Makeh B'Patish, both building and finishing off an item on Shabbos. And we said that if when it comes to both items, there's no shear, any amount, there's no measurement, any amount of building or finishing off is considered to be significant for the malacha of Bona and Makeh B'Patish. And those are the halachos, that there's no shear, unlike when it came to carrying, there was certain measurements of what's considered significant. When it comes to building or finishing off an item, finalizing the blow to something, in that case, you are considered to be completely, the behavior is considered to be completely significant, and therefore you are chayiv on a midaraisa level, on a Torah level, for engaging in such behavior. Have a great Shabbos.